This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It takes real courage to recognize when a relationship has run its course and that it's time to forge a new path. On today's case, Ms. Robinson says she has come to the realization that she has reached the end of her road in her relationship with Ms. Boyd Gibson. She says her fiancé is a disrespectful liar with anger problems, and no matter how painful it may be, it's time for her to move on. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Robinson versus Boyd Gibson.
Thank you very much, Ms. Robinson, Ms. Boyd Gibson. Ms. Robinson, you say you can no longer put up with the disrespectful behavior your fiancé has been exhibiting. You say she is immature, a liar, and has anger issues.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Ms. Boyd Gibson, you are frustrated because you feel like you are not being heard in this relationship. However, you are not ready to end your engagement.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, ladies, you have been together for 3 years. According to my court papers, you were trying to build something, but there's quite a large age difference between you. Ms. Robinson, you are 36 years old, and Ms. Boyd Gibson, you are 23 years old. So
yes,
there's a huge difference. Let's see if the age difference has been a part of what has formed some of the problems in your relationship. Why don't you tell me, Ms. Robinson, why are we in court today?
Well, Your Honor, I'm here to end this engagement.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. She's very disrespectful. She has anger issues. She has a problem owning up to her things that she does. She doesn't like to be told that she's wrong. And I don't care that we put down $2,500 on the wedding. I just want it to be over.
So you actually have a date planned for a wedding, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, ma'am. November 12th, yes, ma'am.
And
in Jamaica, it's a destination wedding.
And so you're willing to actually lose the deposit?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Ms. Boyd Gibson, it sounds like she's pretty serious. What do you say, ma'am?
Well, I'm here to save our relationship because I know that this is a big commitment in the relationship. So I understand why she's getting cold feet because it's normal, but I'm here to work through it because I love her and I want to be with her. I'm in love and I love her to death, you know.
So Ms. Boyd Gibson says that she sees a way forward in this relationship. Ms. Robinson, I'm going to see if you see a way forward. Why don't you take me back a little bit to how you all met and what led us to the point that we are in divorce court?
We met through social media. I seen her around the city for a few times in the bars. I kind of had a crush on her. She grew on me. She was going through a little troubled relationship, so I kind of fell back until she kind of got out of that relationship. So when I came in, I kind of swooped her off her feet and changed her view on relationships and how she should be treated. But we just became very good friends in the time of getting to know each other. We didn't take it right off bat to a relationship. We spent 6 months getting to know each other. Then we finally moved in with each other, and she created this bond with my daughter. I have a 17-year-old daughter, and as you can see, I'm not the most feminine female. So the things that she can relate to my daughter for, makeup, heels, and all the girly things, it kind of made me feel this connection between her and that she could be the person for me and my daughter.
Ms. Boyd Gibson, do you remember it that way also?
I remember, yeah. I was in a relationship with an ex, and she was hitting me up, so I didn't really respond. So it was a time that me and my ex had broke up. So I finally, like, gave in and said, okay, let me give her a try. So we started hanging, going out and stuff, and then it grew from there, and we never turned back from there.
Ms. Robinson, it sounds like you and Ms. Boyd Gibson tried to do this the right way. You tried to become friends, platonic friends. It moved in to you catching some feelings, and the next thing you know, you're in a relationship, and then you end up moving in together, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, it all sounds like it's supposed to be working. What went wrong?
Well, we even tried to hit up a fertility clinic because we're gonna try to figure out the possibilities of her being able to carry a child.
Mm-hmm.
Since I already have a child, I want her to be able to have that experience as well. So we were planning on finding someone who could be our donor ourselves. And we also agreed that we weren't going to have anyone in our families to do it because that's kind of weird.
Right, because unless you
plan to co-parent all together is...
Yes.
I
would think that would be kind of different. So we didn't go to that route.
So I want to get into the fact that you all were moving towards a future.
Yes.
But for some reason, you say, Ms. Robinson, that Ms. Boyd Gibson is disrespectful. And I'm trying to figure out what you mean by that.
Yes, Your Honor. She's very disrespectful. She even goes to the extent of calling me names in front of people.
Now, that's not right. I don't...
Yes. She really does. She calls me... At one point, we were hanging out with friends, and we were unsure on the plans for the evening, the end of the evening, of where everyone was going. And so we came to the agreement that our friend was going to go with us, but then they told me that it was a different agreement that had happened. And which I was unaware of. So she comes to me and starts calling me a stupid shrimp, Your Honor.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yes, not at all. And it really hurt my feelings that
we were in front of
friends, for one, and that she would come at me like that. I can't get past that. If you love someone, you don't do that.
Okay, Ms. Floyd Gibson, you're going to have to help me with that.
Yeah, I did. There's no right to that. There's not at all. But it was just the fact that we kept going on. She did something. She invited my friends over to the house without consulting me at all. And she didn't know if I had my own plans with her, if I wanted to do anything with her. And she just takes it upon herself and do what she wants to do without asking me. It's my birthday. And it should be what I want to do. So why is it a problem that I felt the way about it, and when I did tell her how I felt about it, she walked away from me.
Still not a reason, and there's no justification for the things that she was saying to me in front of people and the way that she was treating me. It caused me to walk off to the point where I walked from our downtown all the way. It was at least 10, 12 miles home. And it was not that she waited. She called like 30 minutes later, and the only thing she called to check, not check on me, to see if I had her phone, which I was unaware of at the moment because we were in a heat of an argument.
It's my birthday, once again.
And I also kept it going where I said I did not have her phone, but I did. I was being petty, but I did.
But she is short, though, so I don't understand why did you take it so...
But why even shoot low blows?
Boyd Gibson?
Don't shoot low blows.
I'm going to tell you what. You got one time to call me out of my name like that.
Thank you.
For real. And you can get attitude with me if you want to, but this is my house. And I don't play that. You're not gonna call the lady out of her name. That's just not a mature way to treat people. It's also just not nice.
She sold my dog without my permission.
You had to sell the dog?
Yes, because the landlord came over to do some plumbing work. And he was like, is there a dog here? And I said, yes. And he was like, oh, he has to go.
And you didn't have time to call her on the phone and tell her that there was a problem with the landlord and the dog. I was born at night, but not last night, young lady. Thank you very much.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So why would you want to hurt her like that? What had happened, or what has happened to you, that you would lash out on somebody that you say you love in such a way in front of people so that they would look at her in a way that was also disrespectful? Tell me what that is about. Where does that come from, ma'am?
But it's like I didn't blow up the scene in front of everybody. But nobody would even know that we was arguing until she walked off and made the big scene.
Excuse me. When you call the child a short shrimp, that was the moment.
Yes. That's too much for me.
Come on, Miss Boyd Gibson.
Our daughter has to look up to us.
What's wrong, baby? What's wrong? Why are you angry?
It's the communication. She seems to like she seems she don't listen. At all. She don't listen. Every time I want to talk about something, she cuts me up. I don't get to say what I want to say. She gets to say what she wants to say always. And when I get a chance to start, it's like she manipulates me in a way of making it feel like I have to apologize for something that, it's not that bad to be apologizing for. If you just sit there and just, like, shut your mouth and open your ears, you'll understand where I'm coming from.
How can you...
Stop talking. Stop talking.
That's right.
What is it that you want to say?
What I want to say is I want to be heard. And I feel like she wants to control me like I'm her daughter. I don't like that. You want me to do everything you want me to do. You want me to say how you want me to say stuff, how you want me to say it. You want me to feel how you want me to say it. And you want me to hear what you, how you feel. When you want me to hear how you feel, when I have something to say about it, you don't, it's like it goes out the window at one ear and out the other. It's like you don't care.
Ms. Robinson, Ms. Boyd Gibson says, you may have somebody who's younger, but she's not your child. That is what she's trying to get you to understand. She doesn't want to be treated like your child. She wants to be treated like your partner. And that is why she is acting out. Ms. Robinson, only you know if she's telling the truth. Only you know if she has a right to those valid feelings.
I'm here to say what I have to say. And a lot of the things she's going to say, she's not being all the way truthful. She's a liar. There's been plenty of incidents, just as well as when she sold my dog without my permission.
Tell me what you mean when you said, because this is about to break my heart if you tell me she sold your dog.
Yes, yes, Your Honor. I was at work one day, and I came home from work, and my dog was gone. She tried to tell me that the dog ran away. When it came to find out, I had went through her phone about something else. I don't remember why I was in her phone, but a text message popped up saying something about, I'll have the money for the dog soon.
Wait a minute.
That's not cool either.
Does this say, I'm coming to get my bread, as in coming to get money?
Yes.
And the response was, no, I'll come get the dog. I ain't even trying to do business with you anymore. And the response was, deal is done. I want my bread, not the dog. That wasn't the agreement.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
That's called evidence, Ms. Boyd Gibson.
Yes, I didn't never deny that I didn't do it. It's just I had to do it for a reason because I knew how much the dog meant to her and it meant to us, period. But
you lied, though.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. You had to sell the dog?
Yes, because the landlord came over to do some plumbing work. And he was like, is there a dog here? And I said, yes. And he was like, oh, he has to go. And I was like, okay. He was like, if I come back tomorrow and the dog's not here, you can get evicted.
Once again, you're lying.
Stop. Keep going.
So I had to sell the dog right off bat. So I found somebody that wanted the dog and I sold it to him. And he told me he was going to give me the money by Friday. And he didn't. He stood me up.
Ms. Boyd Gibson, you're a liar. I'm not sure if anybody's ever looked you in the face and told you that, but you're a liar. You looked me in the face and you just told a lie, okay? Because you didn't have to sell that dog.
It's the truth, and it's the God honest truth.
I spoke with the
so
Lord.
So you decided to sell this woman's dog, tell her, and you came up with somebody quick, fast, and in a hurry within the hours that the landlord was there, and the dog is gone by the time she gets home. And you didn't have time to call her on the phone and tell her that there was a problem with the landlord and the dog. You didn't have any time to do any of that. But I'm supposed to believe what you just said. I was born at night, but not last night, young lady. Thank you very much.
What about the time when you were holding my cousin's hand in the club?
You know what? I'm about to ask the cousin, because guess what?
Please.
Curtis Simpson has agreed that he would come and testify. What was up with this hand holding?
Tequila asked me for sperm. She asked me to put a baby in her so they could have a baby together. I ain't say nothing like that to her.
Wow.
Did you say that to him, ma'am?
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
I am just so disgusted with the fact that the two of you say that you love each other. You fail to communicate. You don't treat each other with respect. This is not love. This is some dysfunctional, toxic, unhealthy mess. And that is a violation of any kind of relationship that you have. And tears don't work with me. Not here. Because that's silly. Everybody needs to grow up. Be a part of a real relationship. Don't tell people you want a relationship. How dare you want to get married? Marriage is about love and trust and loyalty and friendship and kindness.
Honesty, because like I said, she's a liar. What about the time when you were holding my cousin's hand in the club? It's been a whole lot. Like,
oh, please. Oh.
I caught her holding my cousin's hand in the club, and I blew up on both of them. I got kicked out the club, and she didn't come out with me. We promote for the club. Yeah, I understand. But at the same time, you leave with me. You came with me. I get kicked out. You come with me.
Actually, I'm not coming out with you if you're going to show your butt.
But if it was
something
that she did.
I'm not going with you. Because here's my rule. I'm not going to jail with you or for you. That's my rule.
Well, she's Robert, the one that was...
That's my rule.
She was the reason why I'm blowing up, so...
Okay, so here's the thing. Why don't you roll up on your cousin and your woman and say, excuse me?
It was the heat of the moment, Your Honor.
Immature.
And that didn't even happen, so...
I seen it with my own eyes.
You must have seen something else because you were sick that day anyway. You didn't even want to come out. You had to see something else, and, I mean...
You know what? I'm about to ask the cousin, because guess
please.
What? Curtis Simpson has agreed that he would come and testify. Robert, would you ask Mr. Simpson to join me? Because I don't like casting aspersions on somebody's name when they are available to answer the questions themselves. Mr. Simpson, please join me.
I seen it.
Mr. Simpson, please introduce yourself to the court, sir.
My name is Curtis Simpson.
Hey, and you are the plaintiff, Ms. Robinson's cousin?
Yes, I'm her cousin.
Okay, and so was there some incident at this club where there was some hand-holding allegation? Because I'm not presuming that it happened. I'm just saying, do you know what we're talking about here?
Yes, I do.
What was up with this hand-holding?
We were all in the club. Like I said, we both drinking. Everybody drinking, basically. I don't remember touching tequila or holding her hand. But if I did, I don't think it was in a way like that, you know what I'm saying, where I tried to disrespect her or anything like that.
So here's my question. Why would you be holding Miss Boyd Gibson's hand in a manner that might make Miss Robinson go left? That's all I want to know.
I don't know. Like I was saying, like, I might have been helping her onto the bar stool or something of that nature. But as far as trying to get on with her or something like that, I wasn't doing
it. What made you say, Miss Robinson, that you didn't trust your cousin?
Because, Your Honor, he's betrayed me in the past when it came to a female.
Explain.
I was with a young lady for 3 years. The whole time we were together, me and him has always been close, so he's always around me. So after me and the girl, we broke up, come to find out they had sex. So I can't trust him around any of my future females, and she knows this.
Exhibit A? And you know what? That's called evidence. Right there.
But like I was saying, though, anyway, like, that happened. When that happened, she hadn't been speaking to the girl for 2 or 3 years.
If, in fact, this was somebody that your cousin had dated and you got with her,
I'd be trying to keep the drama down. Like, I ain't never say that tequila asked me for sperm. She asked me to put a baby in her so they could have a baby together. I ain't say nothing like that to her.
Wow.
Because of the way that she blow up on people. Like, when you tell them, when you try to tell Rhea something, she just blow up instantly, automatically.
That's new.
Just pushing it.
That's new, Your Honor.
Because I need to see the evidence myself.
Okay.
Basically, she asking for me for a sperm donation from me so they can make a baby.
That was rule number one. We'll never call family for sperm. That's facts.
So did you go to Mr. Simpson and say to Mr. Simpson, we'd like you to be your sperm donor? Did you say that to him, ma'am?
I wanted a son, so I asked him.
So he just told the truth. Why would you have a conversation with him about being a sperm donor when y'all made the rule? And it's not like y'all didn't know.
I was planning on telling her, but all I did was
split my mind. But Ms. Boyd Gibson, it's not like you didn't know that Mr. Simpson was going to testify because you wanted him to testify so he could say there was nothing that was going on between the two of you, which he was 100% willing to say. But he wasn't gonna let you throw him under the bus.
I mean, I was planning on telling him too. I was trying to have a conversation and sit both of them down to see if it was actually a possibility.
When?
But after the stuff that they've been going through, I don't think it'll work out. Like,
I'm about to say something to you, sir. I appreciate
so
you being
done.
Here,
I
but I want you to keep your juice in your pocket, because guess what? It don't need to be nowhere near to these two ladies. Do you agree?
Well, I sure understand. Yes,
exactly.
Man.
Robert, please escort the witness out. Thank you so very much.
Both liars, man. Never were going to tell me.
I mean, I was going to tell you. You hurt me.
I didn't.
You all came into this courtroom engaged, but it's very clear to me that you're not going to be able to trust Miss Boyd Gibson because Miss Boyd Gibson does not act trustworthy. If that is something that you think you can work through, then that's going to be on you. But I'm going to tell you something, Miss Robinson. You're going to be hurt on a constant basis if you move forward in this relationship because Miss Boyd Gibson is not mature enough to handle telling the truth when the truth matters.
We're done. I can't. I don't think I'll be able to do it. We're done. I see myself trusting her, and she would do that close to home.
I'm going to tell you something. If you would lie about something as serious as that, when you made the rules and you agreed to the rules, I'd have a hard time trusting you on anything. And I certainly wouldn't make you my wife.
I can't believe you. I cannot trust you. No. I want my ring back.
You can have it back.
I want everything I've invested in this relationship. Here. I want it back. Here. I want it back.
Take it.
That's what I'm saying? Disrespectful. This is what I get. I didn't do anything to you. This is you.
How can you lie within 30 minutes? And actually, sorry, within 30 seconds.
Why? Because you're a habitual liar.
Well, and sperm donors ain't loyal.
Mm-mm.
Made in Georgia.